Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. The James Webb Space Telescope. To upgrade all astronomy in space is the mission. Hubble remains the art of telescopes. However, Hubble is aged. It is produced, and it doesn't work in all parts of the spectrum, as I understand. NASA has a plan. It is the James Webb Telescope that, over these years, maybe decades, has eaten everything at NASA's Space Exploration Department, to my knowledge. We're waiting for James Webb to launch. Bob and I, for years, have talked about which will make it first, SLS or James Webb. It now looks like the two tortoises facing off. SLS is in the advance. It hasn't happened yet, but SLS is in the lead, unless, Bob, is there hope that James Webb can catch up? Is the tortoise is going as fast as it can?
Well, John, I hate to say it, but you actually got it kind of backwards. At this moment, James Webb is scheduled to launch at the end of October on an Ariane 5 rocket. And SLS is scheduled to launch its first unmanned mission in November. Now, we know that SLS is probably going to be delayed, but now it looks like there might be more delays on Webb. Now, you got to put Webb in perspective. James Webb Telescope was first proposed, I would say about 1998, 2000, to be launched in 2011 and cost $500 million. It is now a decade behind schedule, and its actual cost is going to be $10 billion. That's a 20 times increase. And so it's had many delays over its development over the years, but they're scheduled for October. Well, it looks like even though the telescope itself is just about ready to launch, in fact, they did a spectacular test of its mirror, its segmented mirror, unfolding and then folding up again on the ground. That's the last time it'll do this, and it worked. So this is a good sign. So it's getting really close to getting ready, but now it looks like there's going to be delays having to do with the rocket, not the telescope. Never ends. What it is, the case is that the rocket that's launching it, the Ariane 5, which for decades has been one of the most reliable rockets, well, its last two launches, it appears there was a problem when they released the fairings that protect the payloads. This is the clamshell-like cover that protects payloads while the rocket is going through the atmosphere. And once they get up above the atmosphere, they release those fairings, and so the payload can get away, you know, release. We can get it go into space. Well, when the fairing releases in these last two Ariane 5 launches, it appears that there was much more vibration than they normally would expect. It didn't have any negative impact on the payloads, but it was more than expected. And Ariane Space, which owns Ariane 5, the rocket, has held off. It has not done any Ariane 5 launches since August of last year when it detected this issue. They are looking into it. They're trying to fix it. And it could very well be that it could delay the Webb launch. There are two Ariane 5 launches on the schedule that have to happen ahead of Webb. And then one has already been delayed into the summer. The schedule is kind of getting squeezed. If they don't fix this problem soon, Webb will get delayed as well, John.
So the tortoises have an unusual way of racing, Bob. It's which one is slower, right?
Right now,
we have reason to believe both are slowing down with their eye on, you know, they're watching each other as they slow down. All right.
Yeah.
Now, NASA has the James Webb and the SLS. NASA also has a lunar lander contract that was awarded to SpaceX, but there were protests. What has happened, Bob?
Well, okay. So just to give the background, SpaceX won the contract to build a lunar lander. Basically, it's going to be Starship, and they won a sole contract. Originally, NASA wanted to give two contracts, competitive, But Congress, the Senate specifically, only gave NASA 25% of the money it wanted. So it didn't have the money to give two contracts. So it decided to give one, and it gave it to the best bid, which is SpaceX. Well, both Dynetics and Blue Origin have protested that decision, saying we should have had a chance to revise our bids with the money involved. And the protest is going to be decided in a month or so by the GAO. But in the meantime, politics gets in their way. Maria Cantwell, Democrat in Washington State, which is also where Blue Origin is headquartered, has added an amendment to the most recent NASA authorization bill that will require NASA to have to give two lunar lander contract awards and do it within 30 days. Now, they didn't give NASA any additional money to do this, and that actually violates – so NASA giving two contracts here would actually violate federal law. So this is really stupid Congress and Senate micromanaging again in a dumb sort of way. Now, Congress obviously has the right to manage this and to dictate terms. They're the elected body, but they should do it with some brains, and they didn't do it here. And so it's funny because SpaceX is going to still proceed building its lunar lander anyway. They got private funds to do it. Blue Origin sat on its hands waiting for government money, John. And so it hasn't built anything yet. And the only way that it seems they can get any money to build it, because they're not willing to commit their own, is either by winning a government contract or using politics to force a victory in a government contract. It's pretty corrupt if you want.
Bob, that is how we built the railroads. All right. It is how we do business in Congress. We have a glacial runoff on the surface of Mars. Can you do this in 30 seconds, Bob?
I can do this in 30 seconds. So anyway, this is one of those cool images I posted on Behind the Black that shows what very clearly looks like canyons that were probably carved by glaciers sometime in the past. It's located in glacier country on Mars, but it's also located in a place where you're starting to get close to the 30 latitude line where you enter arid and dry places where there are no glaciers. And so the real key is, would you be able to find glaciers below that 30 latitude line? And that's what this kind of indicates.
And Bob,
indicates there is glaciers.
You've also found the face of the man in Mars? No, it couldn't possibly be. What am I looking
at? This is a crater with wings. It's just a really, really cool picture. The splatter around this crater is asymmetrical, so it almost looks like wings. And the reason is because there's a nearby secondary crater that must have happened afterward and wiped out the splatter on the north side. And so what results is a crater like the face and this incredible
It does look like a bird landing. It does, exactly.
Doesn't it? Doesn't
on the surface of Mars. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.